This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Saturday his nation's military would clear terrorists from its border in northern Syria if the Kurdish YPG militia does not leave by a deadline agreed upon by Turkey and Russia. He said if they do not carry out, if it continues to carry out its attacks from inside or outside a 30-kilometer long strip, that Turkey would chase them to wherever they flee and do whatever is necessary. A deadline of 1500 UTC Tuesday was determined in a deal agreed upon by Erdogan and Russian President Vladimir Putin. The Turkish president also repeated his threat to open the gates for refugees to head to Europe if European countries did not support Ankara's plan for a safe zone in northeast Syria, where Erdogan wants to resettle refugees currently in Turkey. Russia, meanwhile, said its military police and Syrian border guards would facilitate the removal of Kurds from within 30 kilometers of the Turkish border. Clashes between police and militant elements of a huge crowd of demonstrators in Barcelona transformed part of the city into a battleground Saturday as another day of pro-independence demonstrations turned violent. About 10,000 protesters surrounded police headquarters, with some throwing paintballs, water bottles, and other projectiles at police. Officers carrying shields and batons and backed by armored vans responded with charges in an attempt to disperse the crowd. Earlier, hundreds of thousands of people marched in the city streets against the imprisonment of 9 separatist leaders for their roles in an illegal 2017 secession bid. Earlier this month, Spain's Supreme Court sentenced the 9 Catalan officials to between 9 and 13 years in prison for sedition. This is VOA News.